Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What it sort of shows is a real struggle at an important platform for how to deal with something so outrageous, so explosive. What Poynter said, which is a media watchdog group, they said, file the Twitter files under M for meh.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, Babylon Bee, which is what got him to buy the thing, I think.
That's the one which was
not particularly funny. The Babylon Bee's Man of the Year is Rachel Levine. Not funny.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh.
Yeah, not only is it not funny, but it is dangerous, and it does contribute to an environment that makes people unsafe in the world. So let's start from a premise that it's f***ed up.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The vote in Georgia tomorrow between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, the incumbent senator, is taking place. And that'll be the last race of the midterm elections. Mixed bag for Republicans. Kind of a disappointment, but they still got 5 million more votes nationwide in the House races than the Democrats. And there were some election shenanigans going on, I think it's safe to say. But in Massachusetts, it was a total disaster for the Republicans under the stewardship of Jim Lyons. I call him Jim Jones Lyons. He turned the entire party, or tried to, into a suicide cult, and they lost everything, ran pathetic candidates at the top of the ticket, pretty much, especially for governor. And it was horrible. They lost a sheriff in Bristol County, two seats that Republicans were retiring for, sheriff in Barnstable County and the DA in the Cape, the Barnstable and Islands District, both lost. It's just a disaster. Lost several seats. Two Republican House seats are in recounts right now. In one of which, one of Jim Jones' allies' parents asked asked the voters, the Republican voters in the district. This was in Pepperell, Groton area, to write in candidates. And now the Republican candidate is 17 votes behind in a recount when there were 60 write-in votes in this town after the Jones crowd just basically cut him off. It's just been a disaster. There's no money. There's no nothing. They're suing. Jim Jones is suing people. He's trying to get affidavits against Republicans. He's filing Freedom of Information Act requests. He hired a private detective to try to get someone thrown off the state committee. It's been a total fiasco. That's by way of saying that he's got to run for re-election in January, and so the candidates are lining up against him, and the candidate that may have the most chance to oust this guy, and again, he now is a big Trumper, but he was a super big Cruz guy, and his ally was involved with this Pepperell race is a guy named Rick Green, who was a big Kasich guy. And that's not just political malpractice, that's mental malpractice to be for John Kasich for president. But anyway, the candidate who appears to have the most support, who's running against Lyons to end this reign of error on the Republican State Committee, is Amy Carnevale. She's from Marblehead, and she's on the state committee already, and I'm going to introduce her to you. I think she has an announcement to make tonight. Amy Carnevale, good to have you on the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Howie.
So are you in or are you out?
Howie, I'm pleased to announce tonight that I will be a candidate for state party chair. I will be running in January to succeed Jim Lyons.
And why? I laid out some of the reasons. You can you can expound upon them or add any others that you wish to.
Yeah, Howie, you laid it out well. I've been on the committee for 10 years, and never have I seen such an abysmal failure of a party chairman. We need to get back to positive messaging. Our party has been a disaster over the last, especially the last 2 years. Our chairman is suing people. We've lost races up and down the ballot. We've been supporting candidates who, frankly, are unelectable, and that's been weighing down down-ticket candidates. So in the 4 weeks since the election, I've been spending my time talking to candidates who have Republican candidates who have won, those who ran and lost, as well as Republican town committees about what kind of leader they want to see in the party. And the feedback I've been getting is virtually unanimous. They want a party chairman who can kind of take a fresh approach, try to bring us together and move forward with a positive message. Key to that as well is fundraising. You know, we can't support our candidates if we can't raise money, and that's not happening currently. So that would be a priority of mine going into the next state committee as chairman.
You were a delegate to the national convention in 2016, correct?
I was, Howie. I was actually a Trump delegate in 2016 as well as 2020. We sent two delegates representing Massachusetts in 2020. So I served as a delegate twice for President Trump, and I have to say I supported Jim Lyons when he first ran for chair of our party, because I thought his conservative brand of leadership would be a nice complement to our governor. I thought our RTCs and our Republican grassroots needed that. Unfortunately, it has not turned out to be a success. So, as I said, it's time for a fresh approach. We need a party chairman who is more focused on our candidates rather than him or herself.
So he's going to call you a rhino, but in fact, you were a Trump delegate in 2016. Who was he a delegate for that trip to Cleveland?
My understanding is he was supporting Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. So then, in other words, you have more Trump credentials. If that matters to some people, and you in this case, you're just going for the vote of the people on the state committee. This isn't like a popular vote or anything like this. This is just the 74, 75 people on the state committee.
Yeah, so that's right, Howie. I was actually an early supporter of Donald Trump. I think back when there were like still 16 candidates in the race. So I got behind him early because I could see the grassroots interest that he brought about in our party, and I thought our party needed that. So I was with him early. So at a time when our party chairman was not with him.
Okay. And by the way, we're going to, after we do talk to Amy, we're going to be doing Let's Go Brandon. So we're not doing an hour of Republican stuff, but I just wanted to get the announcement out from Amy Carnevale. You know, one thing that Jim Lyons didn't seem to give a damn about in this campaign, other than filing a lawsuit that was going to go nowhere, was the mail-in voting, which was approved by the legislature. The Democrats went out, especially the teachers' unions, and they wanted to get that question one passed to increase the income tax 80% on so-called millionaires, but it's going to be on everybody. And he just let it slide, and that was crushing too. When they're getting the ballots, from people who are going to vote to increase taxes because they don't think they're ever going to have to pay them, most of those people were going to vote for the Democrats on the ticket, and there was no Republican organization. If you're the party chairman, how are you going to deal with this new reality of mail-in voting?
Yeah, absolutely, Howie. I'm not a fan of mail-in voting myself, but it's clear it's here to stay, so we need a strategy to deal with it. The Democrats, combined with the unions, communicated with the town clerks in advance to find out who is voting so that their campaigns could then touch those voters, really on a daily or weekly basis until they actually voted. We did not have that strategy. That is a prime area of focus where our state party could help Republicans up and down the ticket. It should not be incumbent on individual campaigns to come up with that strategy on their own. This is a prime example of where our state party can help candidates.
Yeah. And they had nobody today at the Lenny Mira, the candidate, state rep candidate, an incumbent. He's up by just a couple of votes, I think. The state committee didn't send anybody there to help him out at the recounts today.
Yeah, it's atrocious, Howie. I actually sat down with Lenny last week, and I can repeat this because he was quoted publicly as saying that he's used to the state party not helping him in his campaigns, but he felt that in this past campaign, the state party actually hurt him. And that's terrible. You know, we can't have a state party that continues on that path and be successful.
Okay, so a lot of the Kool-Aid drinkers for Jim Lyons still listen to the show. What are you going to tell them? You got to flip a couple of votes, I guess, at least a couple of votes. What do you tell them? Why should they leave Jim Lyons? A lot of these people are afraid of this guy. He's kind of sometimes he's yelling at people, getting unhinged. What do you tell them if they're afraid of him?
Yeah, you know, I have heard some of his advocates have been going around telling state committee members we need to burn down the house before we can rebuild it. You know, I would say to them, you know, it's burned. There's nothing left. We need to take a fresh approach. I am a committed conservative, but if you can't get your candidates elected to office, it's not doing you any good. You might as well have a Republican club and not a party. So, you know, we need to take a fresh approach if we're going to get Republicans elected to office.
In 2020, Mara Healey said, you know, you can burn it down. That's how forests grow. But again, she's a Democrat, so she can get away with saying that. Republicans can't. So, Amy, if people want to get involved with your campaign, where do they go?
They can find me on Facebook or Twitter. They can reach out. And I just announced this evening, so I'll be up with a website soon. I would encourage them really to reach out to their state committee members. Those are the people who will be voting. There's 80 members. We're currently down about six seats.
Because he won't call elections because he's afraid he's going to lose them. I mean, that's the kind of Germany is. It's just insane what's going on. But anyway, Amy, we wish you the best of luck and hope you can. This is such a problem. You can't have a one-party state. It's going to get even worse than it already is if something doesn't happen. If we don't get some new leadership in there. Thank you, Amy Carnevale. She's the candidate for state committee. She's the state committee woman from Marblehead. 844-500-4242. We're going to do Let's Go Brandon when we come out. If you got some stories about inflation, shrinkflation, supply chain problems, et cetera, get on the line or text in to us. Text Howie to 617-213-1066. The holidays are here, and I'm savoring every moment. How? With the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to my door, so I can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those I love. Host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to your weeknight dinner routine with HelloFresh's limited-time festive eats recipes and entertaining essentials. Their quick and easy 20-minute meals are simple enough for the kids to pitch in and help. I love that I can shop HelloFresh Market and add sides, snacks, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more to my order. It's all so convenient. Just go to HelloFresh.com and just take a look at the incredible menu items that they have. They have new items every week being added and taken away, and then they come back a couple of months later. You can learn how to cook meals you never would have dreamed of trying, even if you'd seen the preparation in a food magazine or on the Food Channel. This is the best way to try out new recipes, and they always work out great. You talk to anyone who subscribes to HelloFresh, and they will tell you that they will never give you a bum meal. And the recipes are easy to read, and they always give you the spices you need, everything you need to produce a perfect meal for no matter how many people you've got visiting or if you're just with your spouse or your significant other at home. It's a great recipe. It's a great opportunity to get some really good food. Patrice just had some Dandan ramen, used coleslaw, a mix I wasn't familiar with, but I noticed it yesterday in the packaged lettuce inside at Stop and Shop. And they've got all kinds of stuff, great spices to go with these dishes, whatever. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie18 and use code Howie18 for 18 free meals. That's a good deal. 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Howie18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie18. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back as Howie puts the finishing touches on his Christmas palm tree.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Going to find out who's naughty and nice in that vote for the new chairman of the Mass GOP. 413 says, we don't need to go along with mail-in voting. We need to get rid of it. Easier said than done. You know, since Lyons has been chairman, the Republicans have lost more than a dozen seats in the legislature. They've lost every statewide office, every congressional fight. So how are you going to get rid? How are you going to get rid of mail-in voting? You'd need a vote in the legislature. They're down to, it's pitiful. It's just pitiful. Jim Lyons has got to go. He's engaging in revolutionary suicide like his namesake, Jim Jones. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was looking for or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be ending. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which nominee is least likely to be named Person of the Year by Time Magazine Wednesday? Liz Cheney, Ron DeSantis, Xi Jinping, Elon Musk, Janet Yellen, or Volodymyr Zelensky?
Ron DeSantis.
31% say Ron DeSantis, 46% say Elon Musk.
All right. Okay. At this time every Monday, we like to do a segment we call Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
We like to talk about inflation and shrinkflation and supply chain problems. There's all kinds of supply chain problems. They're running out of antibiotics right down the line. And, you know, they're claiming that, gas prices are down. Oh. They're still more than a buck over what they were when Brandon became president in January 2021. So we want to hear from you about your story, what you saw at the grocery store this weekend or today, what you saw at the pumps, or what you didn't see because there wasn't any of it. So go to 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And if you can't stay on the line or you're not near a phone, you can text us. Go to text Howie at 617-213-1066 and just tell us what you have noticed, what's the price that's going up, 844, or what's not available. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure. I have to take these vitamins. It's called Presser Vision.
Yeah,
it costs like $40 for like a month, well, over a month supply. It's like 100 pills, 100 vitamins, okay?
Yeah.
So I went and got them today, and it was the same exact price as it was. It's like almost $40. I only got 80 pills. Well, I only got 80 pills. What the hell?
So there was a 20% increase that they didn't tell you about.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's. Yeah, go ahead.
Shut me off at like $100 on my debit card because, well, you know, otherwise you're going to turn the pump back on, but my truck takes more than $100 worth of gas.
This is just the, you know, there's a lot of this going on. Yeah, when I come back, I'm going to read you the shrinkflation thing at Reddit this week. There's some good ones in there, including a toothbrush, believe it or not. They've toothbrushes and candy canes. When we come back, 844-500-4242, and have a first-hand account from the drugstore nearest my house. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So they have all these threads online with mainly with shrinkflation. Someone posted one today. My candy cane is completely hollow. I've never seen a hollow candy cane. Never been a big candy cane guy, but I would be even less inclined to buy a candy cane if it was going to be hollow. Now, this is the crazy one. This is the craziest one I've seen in a long time. This guy's got a picture of two toothbrushes.
Wait, are we sure this guy didn't buy, like, candy cane straws? Because they do make those. Put them in your hot chocolate.
This is blue. It doesn't look like a straw to me. I don't know. How about this one? Okay, I've been using the same toothbrush for over a decade. Glad they decided to save maybe a fraction of a penny with the new design. Still almost $7. So the old toothbrush had five rows of bristles. The new toothbrush, it's identical, has four rows. It's just like they removed one row of bristles. It's the same size. There's just few. Again, who knew that they could do this? Here's one about toilet paper. They're increasing the diameter of the cardboard inside toilet roll, so we have to buy more, and they can make more profit. 844-500-4242. This guy's got Ritz crackers used to be 16 ounces, now 13.7 ounces and more expensive. I buy Townhouse crackers. I think those are made by the same people as Ritz. Maybe not. I don't know. But it seems like I'm going through them quicker than I used to, and they are also, I noticed they're 13.7 ounces. So I'm wondering if the same phenomenon is attacking my Townhouse crackers. 844-500-4242-978. A grinder soda chips is $15 to $18 now. I'm trying, but I can't eat homemade lunches every single day. May I suggest HelloFresh? You always have leftovers at HelloFresh if there's only a couple of people in the house. That's the way to go. I don't mind, you know, I did have a quarter pounder today. That's the first lunch I've had outside my own. You know why? Because I was getting some gift certificates from my brother. He likes to go to McDonald's. He's a high roller.
You don't
too,
have
just
to
like
explain
me.
Yourself. Everybody loves quarter pounders. It's a perfectly normal thing.
I almost got a Big Mac, but I said, you know
you,
what?
You
I
could
can't
not
handle.
Finish that in three
I
sittings.
Exactly. It was. The only reason I could finish the quarter pounder is because I didn't get any fries. I just that was just about enough for me. But a quarter pounder, you're right. I couldn't have done it. 844-500-4242. It's not because I'm getting older, although I am getting older. It's because I don't have – most of my stomach is gone because of the operation I had, which I'm very happy with, by the way. 844-500-4242. Let's go, Brandon. What's your story here? Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Howie. I just want to let everybody know that when you go out to eat, have you been noticing the decreased size of portions that you get for food?
Yes.
Terrible.
I have, actually.
We went out to eat the other night. Yeah, we went out to eat the other night, and I asked the waitress. I said, last time I went out to eat, it was three times as much. What's going on? They gave me more vegetables. Less fish.
Yeah, well, some of them are adding these service charges or inflation adjust Brandon adjustments or whatever they call it. I mean, it's just it's outrageous is what it is. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie.
First off, Ritz crackers are made by Nabisco, but they got a Spanish concern now, Mondelo, another company, I guess, that's bought into Nabisco. Anyways, and the
I thought that was a beer company.
What's that?
I thought Mondelo was a beer.
That's Modelo.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for the correction, Taylor.
Anyways, the reason I called, Holly?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he's a trucker, and he drives a big yeast tanker truck, and he called me this afternoon and said he was in Delaware today, and diesel prices down there are $2.99 a gallon.
Wow. Even $3.99 is pretty good for what it was. I mean, not that, you know, and again, I'm not thanking Brandon. He wants credit for this stuff. When he jacked up the prices and then drained the strategic petroleum reserve, and now we're supposed to thank him.
Well, knocking at $6 a gallon up here in north central New Hampshire.
Ugh, so bad.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon, and people in New Hampshire voted for Pappas, and they voted for Custer, and they voted for Hassan. What the hell were they thinking of? Thanks for the call, Peter. 844-500-4242. Fudge Pops in the freezer department at Shaw's went from $3.99 to $4.50 to $4.99 to $6.50. See, that's from 781. I mean, see, people just get used to buying stuff. You know, like I get the Munster cheese or the Townhouse crackers or the Land O'Lakes whipped cream. I just watch the price go up and up and up, and everybody's got little items, items they buy every week that they like. Like this guy likes Fudge Pops, and it just irritates you even if you could afford it. 508, I can't believe the horse bleep coffee my wife is now forcing me to drink to keep the grocery bill under control. That's where I draw the line, is coffee. It's one of the places I draw the line. I'm not giving up the strong coffee. What's the point? Of course, I keep my coffee bills down by getting a free cup every morning at the Breakers at 6 or 6:30.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
It is, because I'm cheap. I mean, he's talking about going on a private plane. I'm talking about getting a free cup of Java at the nice hotel that's within walking distance of my place. Let's see. I have to give myself a daily shot of blood thinner. I went to have my 90-day prescription refilled for the preloaded syringes. Usually I can get that filled the next day. This time it took over 2 weeks. I checked the box, made in China. Thanks, Brandon. I told you our little bus that they use to go down to the beach club. I don't use it because I walk, but a lot of people use it. It broke down last week, and guess what? We now have a rented bus. No one has any idea. Nobody has any clue when the. I'm not asking for any sympathy. They got the bus, and I don't use the bus anyway. I'm just saying that's the way things are now. You can't take a car, with one of these new electric models with this electronic equipment in it that comes from overseas. You don't know when it's coming in anymore. It's not like the old days, when you had when you just take a car would get towed in, and they'd say, you need a new fuel pump. You need a new radiator hose. When will it be in? We'll have to go down. The most they would say is we have to go down to buy it at the supply store. So we'll have it tomorrow. Now, I don't know. 844-500-4242. Townhouse is Keebler, not Ritz. But I would assume that what Ritz or Nabisco does, Keebler / Townhouse is then going to do, or vice versa, you know? You know how these things work, not just crackers, in any kind of grocery product. Kim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Howie. Wait a minute. Let me put my mask on. All right. I'm all set now. Last month, I went and bought some grass seed for my lawn. In Scotts, they usually have 5,000 square feet, 10 or 15,000 square feet back. Well, I went and got my Scotch. It's 4,200 now, square feet, at the same price.
Really? So it went down from 5,000 to 4,200 for the grass feed?
For grass, yeah. Grass
so again, feed. That's another, 20, 20%, something like that, a 20% price increase for the same price. Good Lord.
Right. I like to say thank you, Brandon.
And does it say family size or anything like that? Usually when they cut the size, they still call it a family. Do they do that for the – it's a family-sized bag of grass feed for your lawn. It's a family grass.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Kim.
Thank you,
Kim.
Mr. President.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. 781. Chicken wings, now infant chicken wings with no meat on them. 844-500-4242. Another one says, I love fudge pops. I think, yeah, I'm not a fudge pop guy. I like the little sugarless, sugarless puddings that come in, plastic containers. I swear I used to get them at Market Basket a couple of years ago for $1.69 for a four-pack, 60 calories. That's what I look for, the calories. I don't want the 110 calories. I don't know why I care, but I do. At Publix now, where I go, it's $3.39. So it's doubled. It's doubled in 2 years. 844-500-4242. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, Howie. Yeah, I stopped and bought a tube of Pringles potato chips.
Yeah.
And when I popped the tube, the first 20-25% of it is air now.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about that with potato chips. You know, whether they buy them in a bag or a can.
Yep. But you know, at least they could stick some styrofoam in there or something.
The styrofoam, the price of that is probably skyrocketed too, because they make that out of that's petroleum based, isn't it? So you'd be paying even more if they put in some styrofoam cups, but at least it would keep them from cracking or breaking. You know,
right. And it doesn't taste near as good either.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Here's another potato chip complaint. 603 picked up a party size bag. Well, a family needs a party, don't right? A party size bag of Ruffles potato chips, now 13 ounces. Used to be 18 ounces, now 15 ounces, 13.5, now 13 ounces. What kind of party is that? A party of one? Exactly. 844-500-4242. Just wait till they cut the catalytic converter off the bus. It will be out of commission for months. I don't think anybody's expecting it to come back anytime soon. That's just the way it is. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. And again, you could text in if you can't get on the line. You could text in to 617-213-1066. Text Howie to that number, 617-213-1066. Biden is still the president, as we've been talking about this last couple of segments. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. J.P. Morgan last week was predicting a real downtrend in the market in early 2023. It may even go down if the Fed doesn't do what they want them to do a little next week, about 9 days from now, December 14th. All of these reasons, including the inflation, the shortages of products, antibiotics, meds, and the increasing price of everything, especially energy, all the more reasons for you to try to protect your assets. In times of political and economic crises like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we're enduring right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold and silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
These are filling up so fast that I can't even read them before they pop up. They used to practically give away turkey necks. They were $3.99 a pound at the basket yesterday. Big Y has apple fritters. You could get a few months ago four in a package for $3.99. Now you get two per package for $5.99. Good Lord. The Walmart in Manchester, New Hampshire, used to sell big bat loaves of Italian bread for $1. Now they're $2. Thanks, Brandon. The mailroom manager today went over to the drugstore across the street from where we live to buy something. Just standard drugstore. Guy in front of her, this old guy, was buying a birthday card for his wife. Just put it up there. The woman said, you know, scanned it. $8.51 for a birthday card. $8.51.
That constitutes a gift, right?
I guess. I
can take that out the back end of the gift card. Instead of a $25, I can give like a $15 now.
I would rather have an $8.51 gift card than an $8.51 greeting card, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Good Lord. I mean, you look at the card and then you throw it away. Or you set it aside and then 2 weeks later you say, I'm not going to look at this again, and you throw it away. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Big Y, the apple fritters thing. Trisha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Trisha.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I bought a box of Shake and Bake the other day, and they have no bags in it to be able to shake your fork.
We got this one a couple of weeks ago. What the hell kind of shake and bake is it if there's nothing to shake it in? Why don't they call it a shakeless and bake, Trisha?
Absolutely. Thanks, Brandon.
And I'm sure they don't tell you that they did that either. 8-4. Thanks. Thank you. That should be a story. That should be on some kind of, consumer website, if there or a magazine or something.
Shake and bake.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, it rhymes. They're both verbs.
Target isn't cheap either, says 781. I was looking at the family size bag of Smart Food popcorn. Used to be two for five. Well, I can't even see. Again, they're popping up so fast in here that I can't even see. But anyway, the price has gone up. 844-500-4242. Taylor, did you notice anything when you were out shopping during your week's vacation?
We were in Disney, so everything was expensive.
Oh, my God. Disney.
Yeah. It was great because there was a guy wearing a shirt that had a picture of Bob Iger on it and said, "Hope." That was the funniest part of the whole trip.
Well, I hope you got Harrison into Splash Mountain, because you know what's going on. It's going away in January. Did you hear about that?
No, it's being renovated. It's going to be the same ride, but different.
Well, I mean, the way I read it was just that was my first thought. Just take out the offensive part of it and just make it. I mean, it's not a.
I've never
cares.
Seen anything offensive in that ride. It's a bunch of rabbits.
I never have either, but somehow it offends people. I mean, that's probably the most popular ride, or with Haunted Mansion, and and Aerosmith. It's got to be one of the two or three most popular rides in the whole park, isn't it?
I don't know about that. Maybe for nostalgia's sake, but it's not a very popular. I've never heard anybody say, I really want to go on Splash Mountain. Well, I've never said that.
Splash Mountain has caused divorces, you know, when they take the picture and then they see the father is grabbing the girlfriend, the nanny who's also the girlfriend. You never hear about those stories? I'm Howie Carr.